How long is it before reform implodes? I ask the question for a very straightforward reason, and that is that Nigel Farage has, of course, had three political parties in his career. He started with the United Kingdom Independence Party, which was not founded by him, but which was totally identified with him from very soon after it started. And then he had the Brexit Party, and now he has Reform. And if we look at what happened to UKIP and the Brexit Party, both of them basically imploded. Farage proved himself absolutely unable to manage a political party. He is capable of running a personal fiefdom. He's capable of running what might be called a cult. But he is not capable of managing a group of people who might actually challenge his leadership of a political party. And if we look at Reform, his latest so-called party, it is in fact no such thing. It is a private limited company controlled by him and the party chairman. And there is no right of representation for anyone else within the party at all. Even its MPs are not reflected in the ownership of this private company, which runs the political party that they supposedly represent in Parliament. And this is deeply problematic and an indication of problems to come for Reform. How soon will those problems arise? Well, actually, they are already arising. Remember that in July 2024, Reform had five MPs elected for the first time to the UK Parliament. But one of them, Robert Lowe, a person for whom I have no great affection, I have to admit, has now defected from the party, or rather been suspended from it, because he and Nigel Farage have fallen out. The words that he is using about Farage are pretty blunt, and there's a libel action now in progress about whether or not Farage libelled Lowe when he was suspended from the party. But this is not the only occasion when this has happened. There's a more recent suspension from the party. A person called Donna Edmonds, who was elected as a Reform councillor in Shropshire only a week or so ago, has now been suspended from the party because what she said after she was elected was that she believed that people had lent their votes to Reform. They may not continue to do so, and that she thought this was a perfectly acceptable form of protest vote, creating political debate in the UK. Reform did not agree with her. They said that she had undermined the National Party and damaged its interests, and as a result, she's been suspended. She is not happy about that, it's fair to say, and has made various comments which have been reported by the BBC, and basically, her suggestion is that Nigel Farage is running a cult and not a political party. There is some evidence to support. The relationship with Robert Lowe is clearly one indication. Another is the relationship between Farage and Richard Tice, who headed the party for some time, but who was cast aside the moment Farage decided he wanted to get back into Parliament and would stand for the Clacton seat at the last general election. Tice just stood aside and let Farage do what he liked. And that is the problem of this whole party. It is an organisation where Farage does what he likes. And what we know is that Farage and accountability don't mix. But what we also know is something else, and that is that Reform is a party based on hate. I do not think that is a provocative statement to make. I think it's a statement of fact. It is very clear that Reform does not like migrants. It does not like people who care, who they call woke. But actually, all they mean by that phrase is people who literally show empathy and compassion for others who are not as well off as them or who are different to them. It doesn't like civil servants and makes that fact very obvious. Nigel Farage told all the people working in local authorities where Reform has taken control of councils that they should beware for their jobs if they were doing things that Reform did not like. He doesn't actually like government itself. One of the major policy platforms for Reform in 2024 was that it would cut 5% out of all the costs of government, and it was sure that such savings could be found, although nobody had bothered to do the research to find out. It doesn't like the arts. It's very obvious from their comments that they think many of the subsidies provided to arts in the UK are unacceptable. And that is completely consistent with the standard far-right line that freedom of thought and expression is something that they do not like. For the same reason, Farage does not like universities. They are proposing that many university courses be cut from 3 years to two, not because they think that will improve the quality of the education, but because they think education is not about learning how to think, but it is all about learning specific skills for use in the workplace, and the idea that education might be of merit for itself is alien to reform. They don't like those with disabilities. Farage has questioned whether many people who now claim benefits, whether that be because they have mental illness or because they have autism or ADHD or other conditions, which mean that they have difficulties in managing life in the way that neurotypical people do, are going to be subject to much greater scrutiny if he ever gets near power. And yet, those people really do suffer those difficulties. And he basically is therefore saying, if you are not the type of person who I like, I am going to make your life very much more difficult. And this is, again, part of a standard far-right agenda, all of which is always based upon the idea of hating other groups in society, where other means people who are not like us, who are the people who Farage is trying to appeal to. So, if you run a party based upon this idea of otherness, unsurprisingly, you will fall out with some people in your own party. It is inevitable. When division is your primary political strategy, you will fall out with your councillors, your MPs, your party, the local membership, or whoever else it might be. And that will be particularly the case if you run a party where one person is deemed to be in control of everything, which Farage clearly is within the cult that is reform. Use the word cult advisedly, because their own members do. So how long is it before reform fails? My suggestion is that it actually won't be very long at all. There are already too many people now associated with reform for it to survive. We saw that with UKIP in particular. The moment that it had a lot of MEPs and the moment it had a lot of councillors, everything began to fall apart. Nigel Farage couldn't manage it. He couldn't handle criticism. He didn't know what to do with it, and he left in a huff and formed Brexit, where the same thing was seen. The Brexit party fell apart, and now we have reform to replace that. And my prediction is very clear, very strong, very loud, and very certain. And that is that reform will not survive for very long because Farage cannot handle accountability. And yet accountability is at the very core of the democratic process in the UK. Reform is a phenomenon. And let's be clear about it. Farage is a phenomenon. He is a totally singular character within inside British politics in the way that he has managed to create ideas that have had influence, very often without him ever having political power. My suspicion is that reform will prove to be part of this pattern. It is so obviously structured in a way where failure is the almost certain outcome of the fact that it is not accountable to its membership, to its elected politicians or anyone else, that failure is hardwired into it. Farage cannot succeed because Farage cannot handle success and Farage cannot handle accountability. So for all those who are placing their faith in reform for the future of the UK, I suggest you think again. This is not the party that is going to transform British politics. That is not possible with Nigel Farage. And the far-right agenda in the UK cannot exist without him either. It is therefore time for us to look at politics afresh, because there is a world post-Farage that is available to us. But it is not one in which either Labour or the Tories are going to play a significant part, because they've both moved far too far to the right. And it is one in which reform will not be playing a part either. We are going to look at a political future where the players might be very different, and Nigel Farage's day might be done.